Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Baruch Hashem, today we hope to conclude Sif Hey in Simen Tof Mem Zayin. This has been a very difficult Sif. It's a little bit easier today, and we begin the very top words with the Ramah, continuing in his discussion over here as to what type of mixtures of chametz are not allowed to be used on Pesach. So he says, Yesh machmirim, there is a machmir opinion over here, that you shouldn't use lehistapik mechometz yayin, you shouldn't use vinegar that was used, shemistapik mimenu kol hashana, that was used all year long, you shouldn't use that vinegar on Pesach. Why? We're concerned, the chayshinan, shemenosnu bo min hanishor min hasuda, because since it was used on tables that had chometz on it, there may be some little pieces of chometz that somehow got into the vinegar. Ulufamim yesh bo piruri lechem, there are going to be little crumbs of chometz in there, and then when you're using it on Pesach chometz is osur with a mashu. This is brought down from the Maariv. The Mishbur explains in Sifkotin Samach Vav, Rotsalomai, the Ramah is telling us over here, Afilu imnasa hachometz b'chli chadosh. Even if the vinegar over here, you have to be careful, chometz and chometz are two different things. The chometz is vinegar. So even if the vinegar was made over here in a new utensil, hadn't been used for chometz, v'gam nish'avu mimenu b'chli Pesach, and you poured it into a Kli Pesach now, and you want to use it on Pesach, so he brings down this machmir opinion, afilu hochi yosir, if it was used all year round, you shouldn't use it on Pesach. Sivkotin Samach Zayin, the Mishbur says, as opposed to liafuke menachometz shemunach beveis haotzar deshari, as opposed to chometz which you made and hadn't used all year long, but it was in your storage house. So that type of vinegar, which wasn't used on your tables during chometz tikkun meals, so that type of chometz, even though it was made well before Pesach, that's not considered vinegar that was used with chometz, and that you can take out of your storehouse, an unstarted bottle, and use that on Pesach. That's perfectly acceptable. Because, as we pointed out, if you used it on chametz tikka tables with chametz tikka meals, we're concerned that maybe yesh bo piruri lechem, there may be little pieces of bread inside of it. Mishneh Berurah Sivkotin Samach Ches explains, however, the imsinanon, if you strained the vinegar, so any little pieces of bread that would have been there would be strained out and you'd be left with pure vinegar, and you did this cold in Pesach, so then it would be mutter. If you did this before Pesach, it is allowed to use such vinegar on Pesach itself. The Ramah continues and he says, Uvebekomos Elu, however, in places, She'ein Chometz Yayin Matzu, where vinegar is very hard to come by, and the only vinegar that you have is the vinegar that you used all year long on your table. So the Ramah says, Lo Ra'isi Machmirim Bezeh. He says the common practice was that you don't have to be Machmir. This whole thing is only a Chumrah. Maybe that there's some pieces of chametz over here, and there probably really is no real concern for this, and it's just a chumrah of Pesach, and therefore, if you don't have easy access to vinegar, he says you don't have to be machmer for this. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkotin Samach Tes, V'yalkein, therefore, afilu nistapku mimenu shari, even if you actually used it for meals that had chametz, you don't have to be concerned about this, because delo evshar bekalim soachem, because other vinegar is not around, and it really is a Pesach chumrah over here, which is a very nice chumrah, and one who can afford, because there is vinegar around, to use separate vinegar, should do so, but if there is no other vinegar around, you don't have to take this chumrah upon yourself. The Ramah continues and he says, Od yesh machmirim, another chumrah on Pesach. Again, we pointed out on Pesach, there are beautiful chumras, and we say, kol ha-machmir harei meshubach, as opposed to almost every place else where we don't encourage chumras. Pesach, for many reasons, has many chumras that have become customs, and people shouldn't deviate from customs that their family or community have. So the Ramah brings down another chumrah. Od yesh machmirim lechatchila, one should be machmir, shlo lemalos min yayin v'chometz yayin, that you shouldn't fill up wine or vinegar, toch shloshim lePesach b'chli chometz, in a non-Pesach tikka utensil, in a chometz tikka utensil, and then you're going to pour it into a Pesach tikka utensil, you shouldn't do so. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkotin Ayin explains, Rotsalomai, the Ramah is telling us over here, kishabol lemalos chovis yayin lePesach, when you're going to fill up a bottle of wine or vinegar for Pesach, lo yamalenu aydei kli chometz, don't use a kli chometz to go and take it from the barrel, and then take from this kli chometz and pour it into a kli Pesach. Even though, shestam kelim nikiyim, because we normally would say that your average vessel is not been used in the last 24 hours and is clean. And therefore, shestam kelim nikiyim heim, we could assume that this vinegar chometz tikka kli that you're using in fact, doesn't have bread inside of it. The ein behem lichluch be'en, and it doesn't really have any real chametz inside of it. Any chametz that might be inside this container is rak balua besocho. It's only absorptions that are inside the kli. And the rule is balua eino niflat ayidei tzonin. And since this is all cold over here, absorptions don't come out. They're not pulled out via cold. They only get pulled out via heat. So technically, min hadin, this wouldn't be a concern. However, he brings down, l'chatchila, one shouldn't use this kli chametz over here to fill up your kli Pesach with vinegar or wine. He points out, however, and he brings this around from the Tshuvas Maribrin, v'milu toshloshim, if you did in fact do this within 30 days before Pesach, no again shalol l'shtosu b'Pesach. So the chumra over here is not to go and drink it on Pesach. It's certainly not chametz shavolos at Pesach, but the minhag is not to go and drink it in this situation on Pesach. That's l'chatchila. The Ramah tells us l'chatchila you shouldn't do this. However, he brings himself down. V'ameikel lo hifsid. If somebody was meikel in this, it's okay. They haven't lost anything. And the Mishnah explains in Sivkot 9 Aleph. However, v'im ha'kli haya morak v'shutaf, if the kli chametz had been cleaned out, it was rinsed out. Morak v'shutaf means it cleaned on the inside and the outside. So then you can really state that there is no chametz over here. Then shari l'chuliyama. Then even l'chatchila, you'd be allowed to use this as an intermediary to go and fill up this kli chametz with vinegar, because you rinsed out this kli chametz before you put the vinegar into it, and then pour it into a pesach dechi utensil is not a problem. Unless, in lo shesho hachometz, unless the vinegar stayed inside this kli chametz besocho meyesleis for a 24-hour period of time. In this situation, you then have a problem. The bechometz with vinegar, bo'inon gam kem meyesleis. The way we paskin over here is that if it's there for 24 hours, it's going to withdraw taste. It's kovush kimavushal, and it's going to withdraw chometz dike blios that are inside over here. And then, vaz afilu eno ben yomo, aser. And then, even if it hasn't been used within 24 hours, albeit the vinegar stayed in there for 24 hours, we would then say, the churfe, the sharpness of the vinegar, mashvile l'shevach, it's going to pull out the taste, which is a negative taste because it's been in there for not ben yomo, it's not been used within 24 hours, but it will transfer that negative taste into a positive taste. And therefore, you can't do this. Now, there is some difference of opinion amongst the poskim over here, whether this 24-hour period of time, mi'es la'es, that the vinegar has to stay in there, that's the way we paskin over here. But if you see in the Sharat Zion, Os Tzadi Hei, he brings down, this is the opinion of the Shach, the Prichodosh, the Groh, the Chok Yaakov, and the Mekor Chaim, but it's not the opinion of the Magen Avram. And if you look in Dirshu footnote number 100, he brings down that the Magen Avram holds that when you're dealing with very sharp vinegar, then the shear is not me'es leis for it to be able to pull out the taste into a more shevach taste rather than the tam lufgam, but it would only be the amount of time that it would take to heat it up, k'deshit nenu ala or, v'yitchil l'arsiach, till it boils. This is further discussed in Dirshu footnote number 97, where he brings down that this opinion over here is only bedavka bechometz chazak, when you're dealing again with very strong vinegar, that there is the opinion of the Magen Avram that says that it can pull out the taste and make it a positive taste, even if it's only for a short period of time, kadesh et nenu ala or v'yaskel arsiach. Dirshu footnote number 98 brings down from the Chazon Ish, though a more lenient opinion, says even according to the Magen Avram, he says that it won't be able to pull it out in this short period of time and turn it into a positive taste. It might be able to pull it out, but it won't turn it into a positive taste unless it's in there from me'es la'es. And he says this is the opinion even of the Magen Avram. Ein in Dirshu footnote number 98 for further discussion about that. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "B'makomos shema'arvim tzukar, which is sugar, in places where they mix sugar over here in the vinegar, b'chometz yayin, so then ein l'histapik b'menu Pesach, then you certainly shouldn't use it on Pesach. Why? Elo imkein sinin on kodem Pesach, unless you strained it before Pesach, because, as Dirshu footnote number 99 brings down, we have to be concerned over here, yesh chashash she'irvu bokemach, in the sukkar, in the sugar, they sometimes had flour mixed in, and therefore you shouldn't do that unless you know for certain that you strained it, and therefore there's no flour in there. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "B'malkum hefsid meruba, if this would be a great financial loss, then mutar b'dieved afilu lo sinanon. Then you would be allowed to use this even if you didn't strain it, because, the real likelihood of there being flour in there that would be a problem of the mashu of chametz on Pesach is really not a high likelihood. And therefore, b'dieved, you'd, for a financial loss, be allowed to go and rely upon the likelihood that it wasn't real chametz." We continue with the Ramah, who brought down Vameko Lohivsid. He brought down that you could rely upon the lenient opinion, and he says this is certainly so. Certainly if wine and vinegar aren't easily present, so then you certainly can rely upon the lenient opinion. And the Ramah concludes, and he says, this is my opinion. Then the Rama adds, and he says, Chavis Yayin Shedibku Nisarav Bebatzek. You have a barrel of wine over here, and the Nisarim, the planks that make up this barrel, have been attached to each other with Batzek, with a dough. And that's how the barrel stays together. So when was this dough? This dough was chametz. When was this dough put here? So imhu toch shnei chadashim kodem pesach. The opinion over here of the Rama is that if it was within 2 months, you put this dough, and it's not more than 2 months before Pesach that you made this barrel, so then adayin rachu, the dough, is still going to be soft over here. And therefore, who knows saying, tam bepesach, it is going to impart on Pesach, not before Pesach, but on Pesach, when the wine is still in this barrel, the dough that's there is right now imparting taste on Pesach, and therefore, va'asur lishtoso, and therefore you can't drink it on Pesach. We'll see in a moment whether this is a chumrah or whether this is a real din over here. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nayin Beis, Pirish, the Rama is telling us over here, the Hatam Shenosan Kodem HaPesach Kfar Nisbatul B'Shishim. That taste that went in from this dough before Pesach, that's all gone already, because that's Batul B'Shishim, and Batul B'Shishim taste before Pesach, we said, is not a problem. The Isser over here is Elo the Osir Mishum Denosein Tam B'Pesach Atzmo. Since the dough is within 2 months of being put on, it still has taste within itself now. And that taste is now coming out on Pesach. And there, the taste is Osir Hu B'Mashu. And therefore, that's why you can't drink it. And he says, Va'av Debatzik Hazehu Chomit Nuksha. Now, if you hold that this dough over here that's holding the boards together in the barrel is not real chametz, it's the chametz nuksha, this poor chametz that we talked about, this partial chametz that we talked about. Ube nuksha, we hold sirulul kama poskim, according to some poskim, the batul b'shishim af besof Pesach. Then even during Pesach, it's not a mashu, it's batul b'shishim. So then, as we learned previously, k'del besof sif katan tesvav. So then here, still hacha gara, it's different. Why? The kivin shenosin hayayin amanas l'hashoso besocha chavetz v'pesach. Here, you want this dough to be there. It's not that it happens to be there, but you want the dough to be there because you want the barrel not to fall apart. And therefore, halachically, this has the status of having kimavatel yisr l'chatchila. It's as if you're doing this on purpose to be mevatel yisr, which is not allowed. Now, Dirshu footnote number one discusses this, and he writes, the af l'das ha-sovrim shemutel avatel chavetz kodem v'pesach. Even though you're allowed to be mevatel chometz before Pesach because it's not aser, here it's coming out on Pesach. So therefore, this would be mevatel issa l'chatchila. He does bring down, however, the Chazon Ish's opinion. He says, she'ein ze nechsham mevatel issa l'chatchila. The Chazon Ish's makel over here. And he says, this doesn't have the same status over here. Because he says, she'ein mak toras hanosin levatel is tam chometz. Because the guy doesn't want to be mevatel chometz, he just wants the barrel to be there. And furthermore, she'enu nana mibitalis, he's not being nana from the fact that the chametz isn't the party, the taste, it's bavato. So therefore, he says, according to the Chazon Ish, we're dealing over here with batzek that is not nuksha. According to this opinion, we're dealing over here with chametz gomor. And chametz gomor over here, that would be a problem. That's why it's not bato, because it's also with a masha. According to this, the wine over here is osur meikra din, and not because of the gezeira over here of mevatel issur l'chatchila. That's what I alluded to before. What's the source of this issur? Is it a chumra over here, a din d'rabban of mevatel issur l'chatchila, or is this an issur d'arais over here? This is chametz that's real. It's real chametz, and it's also b'mashu. Bottom line is, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nayin Gimel, also l'shtoso, we don't drink it. However, avo l'kai moshari, but to keep it, it's not considered chomet shavar l'as ha-pesach, kivin shavar l'av shloshim yom, because more than 30 days have passed over here, and therefore, it is not technically a problem of real chomets. In fact, in the Shaaretz Zion Os Kuf, he brings down from the Prima Gadim that the Magen Avraham holds, afilu b'sol shloshim, gam kemut l'ashoso, even if it's within 30 days, it's still not a problem. Shabasik nasa l'chazik ha-chobis, because the purpose over here was to keep the barrel together. U'batu l'gavi ha-chobis, u'mutu l'kaimo. And it's really nullified into the barrel, and therefore you can keep it. It's not considered a problem of chomet shavuos ha-pesach. The issue footnote number 102 reminds us that this was similar to a machlokas that we had earlier in Simon Tov Mem Beis between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah about the papers that you had attached to a window that had chametz attaching them to the window. Same din applies over here as over there. Ramah continues and he adds, V'im nisanu o kodem l'kein, if the barrel was made more than 2 months before Pesach, then we can say that the dough is dried up, kvar nisyavesh, and therefore, ve'enu nosin tam Pesach, no taste is actually coming out on Pesach. The taste only comes out before Pesach, and therefore, it's shari, because the taste is bottled before Pesach, and this is brought down in the name of the Mordechai, the Smag, and Agos Maimonios. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, Mihu, however, im yesh kizayis batzik b'makom echad, if the dough is all a kizayis in one place, it's connected to the level of at least a kizayis in one place, then chayv luvaro, then it's real chametz, and you got to get rid of it. Afa b'shosu l'chazik, even though the purpose over here is to just strengthen the barrel. This is from the Piskim Arai. And we learned this already, Tidel Simon Tov Membe Siv Zayim, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain in a few moments. But first, let's do the Mishnah Berurahs that we missed so far. Ayin Dalid, Siv Katan Ayin Dalid, Hainu, Shenosnu HaBotzik L'Dabe Kodim Shnei Chadoshim. If you had this dough put onto the barrel more than 2 months before Pesach, and even the Taz says 1 month, Ayin Mitash, Adaito Ladino, the Dai B'Shloshim Yom, 30 days before would be enough. Avalamogin Avram, Chok Yaakov, Daito Ladino, Kimash Mosar Amor, they say it's 2 months beforehand, the Leinian Shei Mutu Lishto Sayayin, Be'inon Davka Shnei Chadoshim. If you want to drink it on Pesach, it should at least have been put on 2 months beforehand. Sivkot Nayin Hei, but as we pointed out, if there was a kezayis in one place of the dough, mistavra derotz lomar, what the Ramah is telling us over here is afilu who called him shnei chadashim, even if it's more than 2 months beforehand, there is a problem of this dough being chametz, and if it's b'makom echad, sivkot ayin vav, the Mishnah Berurah says rotz lomar she'ein chut habotzik nifsok being time, you don't have the connecting pieces of this dough over here separated; they're all connected, and if you were to lift them up. If it was soft, it would all be lifted up together and it would all come apart. So then this all kizayis over here is considered one kizayis in one place, and then it would be chametz and sivkot nayin zayin chayil uvaro. You would in fact have to go and burn it. Elohim kain, tachol b'tit. Or alternately, if you covered it up with tit, with some sort of pitch or tar, so then it nullifies it as being chametz, and that would be acceptable as we learned previously as well in Simon Tuf Membeis. With this, Baruch Hashem, we have concluded the very difficult Se'ev Hei and concluded today's shir.